All right, good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. It is a privilege to be able to share the good news of the coming kingdom of God. You and I have been called at this time, and so we give God praise for what he's doing in and through us, allowing us to be a part of this great work. And so we just want to just thank the Lord for making it available to us so that you and I, ladies and gentlemen, can actually participate to the full. You know, it has been said, those who turn the world upside down has come to our town. That is the assessment of certain really worldly people in the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, in verse 6. They were not pleased with what was happening, the power that was being displayed, just the way the folks have been operating, and there were some who just couldn't take it. They didn't like it. So they classify them as the ones who are turning the world upside down. Well, the fact is, they did see something, and yes, it was contrary to what they believe. And so, in a sense, I can understand why they say it is upside down. Now, you and I celebrated Pentecost a week ago, Pentecost last Sunday, and we learned that in practice, really, this is part of our study, in practice, Pentecost should be every day for the believer. Yes, for you and I, Pentecost must be every day, because once you have the Spirit of God, then, you know, there's no turning back. So let's explore. Now, we must not be drunk with wine. That is what Ephesians tells us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. I'm not going to turn there, just quoting it. But it says, do not be drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The word filled there means a continuous process. You and I need to be filled all the time. That's what it means. We must be filled all the time, not sometimes. And therefore, it is a continuous process. Why? Because, you know, the anointing, it has to be renewed. I don't think a lot of people really grasp this. But the point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that when Paul is saying, do not be drunk with wine, he's describing how certain people behave. And on the day of Pentecost, you saw that in Acts chapter 2, how the folks were, some were making fun of the church and saying they are filled with wine. And Peter had to explain to them, hey, it's only the third hour of the day. It's 9 o'clock on their schedule. We would say 9 o'clock today. And so people don't normally drink at that time. But the point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that they did observe abnormal behavior. Folks were demonstrating a type of power that we don't see on a regular basis. And so Paul is explaining now in the book of Ephesians, and, you know, part of the reason why we're taking the time, because a lot of folks need to understand, we need to be pressing through so that we, not just the church, ministers, but everybody in the church should be filled with the Spirit. There's no way you can tell me if people are filled with the Spirit and they're having all these divisions in the church. No, that's not possible. Not if they're filled with the Spirit. The Spirit is the one who brings unity. That's how you're going to get it. I don't see why it's such a challenge for folks to just read the Scripture, believe what it says, and just stick with that. So the responsibility of being filled then is to the believer. So we ought to pursue God to the extent that we meditate on his word day and night. This is the way we're going to have success and prosperity. Joshua chapter 1 verses 6 through 9 explained that. It was given really, it appears on a physical level. When you just study it carefully, you realize it's spiritual and physical. And so the point here, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving an outline right there. And we're going to make our way prosperous. We're going to be successful. The continuous filling will give the old men dreams and young men visions. Are you filled? Can you prove it? You know, they had no doubt about the folks in the church, the early church. Go back and look at the book of Acts, first five chapters, and over and over, folks were observing things about them, because when you're filled, you're going to do things. You see, the purpose of the Spirit of empowering us is so we can get more done. We can do things that we normally are not able to do. We need God's assistance. And it's not by might or by power, by His Spirit it's done. Now we read of the latter day rain. It's a terminology that has been developed throughout the years. It's a description given to prophecies of God's visitation on His people in the end times. And so in the book of Joel, the second chapter, we're just going to read there because it's the same foundation you see in Acts chapter 2. But let's go to the book of Joel and pick it up, because that's where it was first, you know, promised. And it says in verse 28, "It shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams, young men shall see vision." Is the young people seeing vision today? I'm talking about visions of what God is doing. You know, we're not talking about the psychedelic stuff that they talk about electronically. No, that's not the same. Are they seeing visions of the things of God? Are they seeing visions of what is coming upon the country and the world, and also what the church needs to be doing? Do they understand this? What about the older folks? Are they getting dreams? Are they pressing through? Or they just give up and say, well, you know, I've done my share. Okay, let's leave it alone. That is not a good attitude. What a tragedy for an individual to grieve or quench the spirit. On the other hand, we ought to ask for a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. Have you done that lately? Luke 11, chapter 3. How much more will the Lord give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? And so the ladies and gentlemen, the point here is that you need to be, listen, I am saying we, that you and I, we need to be filled with the Spirit continuously, because that's the only way you're going to continue to be in the grace of God and doing what He wants you to do. His mercies are new daily. In Lamentation, let's see if we pick it up quickly, because you see in the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, let's turn to it quickly. I want to go ahead and just point something out, and it's a practice really to just go ahead and make sure I am doing this verbatim. I don't want to just do stuff from my own own spirit. So what I'm trying to convey is proverb Lamentation. Because once we get this thing, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see that you and I then need to make sure that my pages are just sticking together. All right. I'm going to go ahead and just paraphrase it, though. But it says that His mercies are new daily. So let me go ahead and use my electronic Bible, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. Let me pull that up here. I think that's probably a better option at this point here, because I like to go ahead and tell. Okay, here we go. And it says the steadfast love, or in fact, let's go back and read the whole thing. This, which one is this? This is the New International Version. So because of God's great love, we're consumed, for his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Now, and that's what God is saying. That's in the NIV. Let me see if I get a different version quickly and just pull this up. Because the point here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure we leave with this impression. Well, it's what's at stake in. And let's see. It's not going to give me, it's freezing up. But the point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that God's mercies are new daily. He has made my skin and flesh grow old and has broken my bones. That's still NIV. So the point here, ladies and gentlemen, is for you and I then to recognize that God is willing to pour out his spirit upon us. And so we need to move with that understanding and pursue him from that viewpoint. Let's press on. Now, just a friendly reminder. You know, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 is not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's how things of God are done. And we, yes, you and I, know, are what? Just human instruments. Yes, we're instruments in his hand, but it should be God who's working through us. Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 14 tells us, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And sons there is due to gender, means male and female. So it confirms God's intent. That is why we must study to show ourselves approved. We are going to be tested in every, well, really, at least every stage. Mr. Armstrong used to use the expression, you know, in every grade, but you get the idea. We're going to be tested, for it is through much tribulation that we enter the kingdom of God. So waiting on the Spirit will renew our strength. And in Isaiah, let's see, I'm right there, 40th chapter. Let's go ahead and touch on this. And verse 31, he said, but they that wait, in fact, let's read a few verses leading up to it. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. So here it is again, he's telling us. I mean, it is God's overall, I should say, purpose to strengthen us, to encourage us. And we then, you and I, must be continuously filled. Yes, filled with the Spirit. Go back and look at it, the book of Acts. Every time they're, what does that mean, by the way, being filled with the Spirit? It means under the continuous influence of the Spirit. So he says in verse 30 of Isaiah 40, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He's making a comparison. Young people usually much stronger than the older ones. And, you know, they're going to fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, that's it now, whether young or old, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You want to be full of power? You want to go out there and work all day and still don't feel tired? Well, be filled with the Spirit. And you're going to find that he just carry you along. You're just an instrument in his hand. Now, we are commissioned, that's you and I, we're commissioned to take the gospel worldwide. Yes, Jesus gave us that commission. Matthew 28, remember? And so Jesus is heir with us because he said he would never leave us or forsake us, right? So he's with us. He is willing to do what he has always done. And he promised to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. We will be empowered to do the works of God. We just talk about it being mounted up on like eagles. So we then, you know, we read really about the signs and wonders done in the church in the early days. Hebrews, the second chapter. and verse 4. In fact, let's see if we get there. Yes. And verse 4, it says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders. Folks, listen. You remember in the 14th chapter of John, he said, believe me for the very work's sake. God is willing to do that same work that he has done before, if we'll only let him. But we have to be filled. That's the way we're going to be in instruments in his hand. Now continue verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 2. God is also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with different miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So here it is now. He's operating according to his own filled with the Spirit. Then he can turn our hearts wheresoever he will. He can direct us wherever he wants to when we allow him to fill us with his Spirit. That's it. Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What did he used to do when he was on earth? Constantly delivering people, constantly healing, constantly preaching and teaching. Well, guess what? We, his followers, will be doing the very same thing. And this is one way the prophecies are fulfilled. In Matthew, the 8th chapter and verse 16, Matthew chapter 8, and let's see, that's 9. And verse 16, he says, when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. That's what he did then. He'll still do today. You know, the world is filled with people really off kilter. They all really need deliverance for the most part. Don't realize it. We need people who are willing to be instruments in his hand so he can use us to be deliverers. And so verse 17 continues, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. That's what he did then. That's what he's willing to do today. This is what he wants to do. But he cannot do it by himself. He needs instruments, that's human instruments. People are willing to yield to him so that it can be done. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the offer. So when you hear me keep saying Pentecost is every day, this is what I'm talking about. You must be continually filled. Now, many prophets and righteous men desire to look at the status of how things are with us today. Yes. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, Jesus was making a statement, and I want us to break into the story and just pick up the gist of it. It says in verse 16, blessed are your eyes for they see and your ears for they hear. Now listen to me, folks. I'm talking to you, listening to me right now. Your eyes and ears are blessed because you're hearing the things of God. You're seeing the things of God. This is what God desired for you to do. And it is being fulfilled right this second in your ears. Blessed are your eyes and blessed are your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, verse 17, that many prophets and righteous men, we're not talking about just people who profess to be good, but prophets anointed by God, many prophets, not just a few, many prophets and righteous men wondered about this whole deal, what it is you and I are experiencing today. And it was not given to them. Let's read the whole thing. Verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see these things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear these things that you hear and have not heard them. Folks, are you realizing what I'm trying to say, share with you, with the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit? Many prophets and righteous men desired to see these things and it wasn't given to them. We're not talking about ordinary people. Many prophets and righteous men. And yet God, in his wisdom, has allowed you to hear these things and to see these things. We can't take it lightly then, can we? No. We have it. It is really now should be our obligation to make sure that our intent was fulfill his testament, as the Bible describes it. The power of God is inexhaustible. God will always answer those who come to him sincerely. Those who come, he will no wise cast out. He's knocking on the door of your heart right now. Will you let him in? Because if you do, you'll be filled with the Spirit. Let him in. He's knocking on the heart of your door of your heart right now. And it is up to you then to let him in. You do so, you can be filled today. Thank you so much for listening. You'll see you in the next lesson.